USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul is no fan of the $2.3 trillion bill.
Look, the economy was doing pretty well a year ago until the coronavirus hit.
Yeah.
Thank goodness now we have the vaccines. We'll get the economy back on track by getting our country. There is a problem from infusing way too much cash into a system that right now may have difficulty absorbing it.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the hot real estate market may be showing some early signs of cooling off, pending home sales dropping 10.6% in February from its level of the previous month. Realtors saying supply remains very low for affordable homes, while it's not as bad for high-end properties. This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Witness testimony is underway in day three of the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, is accused of killing George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes outside of a convenience store. Today's testimony began again with an EMT who terrified on Tuesday that she witnessed the incident and was upset by what she saw. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today regarding how the NCAA compensates college athletes. The NCAA's lead attorney, Seth Waxman, argues the importance of amateurism in college sports.
Maintaining that distinct character is both pro-competitive, because it differentiates the NCAA's product from professional sports, and can be achieved only through agreement.
Plaintiff's attorney Jeff Kessler and several justices pushed back on that claim, Justice Samuel Alito pointing out that athletes already receive scholarships and stipends. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States State Department has released the 2020 Human Rights Report. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the details.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day. Others, simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
G. Gordon Liddy, a mastermind of the Watergate burglary and a radio talk show host after emerging from prison, died at the age of 90. Mr. Liddy, a former FBI agent and Army veteran, was convicted of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wiretapping for his role in the Watergate burglary, which led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. He spent 4 years and 4 months in prison, including more than 100 days in solitary confinement. Liddy's family saying he did not die from COVID-19, but was suffering from Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.